A loose coalition of activists opposed to Monsanto, which they call a globally abusive corporation, rallied this week to show that Monsanto is hurting the 99% and millions of others around the globe. As part of the one-year anniversary of Occupy Wall Street, they are staging over 75 protests this week throughout the United States, in Canada, Australia, Argentina, Paraguay, Germany, and India, targeting the maker of genetically engineered foods, pesticides, and weed killers. Adam Eidinger is a spokesperson for Occupy Monsanto. He spoke with WBAI's Linda Perry.
Monsanto is a publicly traded company. It's a darling of Wall Street, really. It seems like an appropriate company to target. Some say it's the worst company in the world, based on its environmental impacts, based on its health impacts. And this is a company that touches pretty much every American who buys food at a supermarket. Is that there are genetically engineered ingredients that are unlabeled, and you're eating them. Many people believe that if they could remove GMOs from their diet, they will be healthier.
So what are GMOs?
GMOs are organisms that have genes from a distinct organism inserted into another organism. So it's like taking a gene from a non-corn plant and putting it into a corn plant, or taking a gene from a fish and putting it into a corn, or soy or some other plant to get some sort of benefit, perceived benefit. The main benefit for GMO crops is that they can withstand high levels of weed killer, chemical weed killer sprayed on them without killing them. Meanwhile, the plants around them will die. Also, sometimes there are toxins included in the plant that will, basically produce pesticide within the plant itself. So when a bug comes and munches on the roots of the plant, the bug literally dies. But we're eating these plants at some point in the future, and many people think that that's not really going to be good for us to be eating these toxins, even though they're supposedly in small amounts, and we don't have the same stomach as a bug. Nevertheless, it does kill bugs when they eat this plant, and maybe over the long term it may affect us as well.
There were over 75 protests throughout the world this week. Can you talk a bit about them?
Sure. The network, Occupy Monsanto, called for these protests back in March, and very quickly people started signing up on the Occupy Monsanto site to organize events in their own communities. So these were decentralized events. So every event was different. Some places people simply had meetups where they picketed, where they were nearby McDonald's, or they were at a Monsanto facility or at a Monsanto farm. There were other demonstrations where people dumped GMO food in front of Monsanto's lobbying and public affairs offices in Washington, D.C. Overseas, some of the protests were quite large. In Argentina, we understand there was 1,000 people who marched across Buenos Aires. There are protests have taken place in Berlin and in Tokyo and in Russia and in India. These were global. They weren't huge. They weren't massive. This is kind of a niche issue. Not everybody sees food as the most important issue that's going to get them out in the streets. But in the food world, this is a huge issue to foodies, to people that are in the business of making food, which is a large portion of the public. They care. People care about this, and they're concerned. Now, in the background of all this, these protests, especially in California, there is a ballot initiative that would require labeling of genetically engineered food. It's Initiative 37, and if it passes, it will be the beginning of the tipping of the domino effect of labeling all across the United States.
So this is affecting the organic farmers.
Yes.
The organic farms.
Yes, organic farmers are deeply concerned about genetic contamination drift, pollen drift from GMO crops. We already have widespread GMO contamination of organic corn, and the same could be said for other GMO crops. This is a real concern in the organic community, but I think it also goes beyond just the narrow concern of that one farmer. I think the people that support organic, the people who buy organic, that believe it's better than conventional food, I actually see this as a matter of fairness in the marketplace, and that organic will never overtake GMO in this country if people don't have the right to know what's in their food. Mm-hmm. And so while Occupy Monsanto wants to go much further than just, say, label the stuff, which there is a campaign to just label it at the federal level by the folks at Stonyfield Organic, Gary Hirschberg, we're saying that put this stuff back in the laboratory. Occupy Monsanto is saying these things need to be tested. We need to have human trials. We need to have basically a small portion of the population eating these things.
So we don't know what the health effects are of these genetically modified foods would be.
Well, the companies will say, and I hate to be use their voice,
spokesperson.
Their spokespeople will say that you've been eating them for 15 years now. That they've been in, you're fine. And they like to think that everybody's just fine. Well, okay, if you're going to use the argument that they've been around for 15 years and everything is just howdy-doody, then let's look at disease in America for the last 15 years. Let's look at the trend lines. And if you look at all the trends, they're heading in the wrong direction. If you go to the Center for Disease Control website, don't you take my word for it, go to the CDC's website and look up. They have very good stats on autism, on obesity, on allergies, and they're all rising, actually alarmingly. Meanwhile, fertility is dropping. Okay, so we have men who have lower sperm counts than ever before. And one of the things we saw from GMO studies in Europe, that, and these were not peer-reviewed studies, these were small studies, but they were done with mice, we found that the animals that were eating these GMOs, after three generations, had a big drop-off in fertility, and particularly in mice. So there are mammals that we know that are affected by this. Why would we think it's any different on humans?
Adam Eidinger is a spokesperson for Occupy Monsanto. He spoke with WBAI's Linda Perry.